And I would love to introduce you to Elisa Benson. Hi, Elisa.
Hi, Roland. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're very excited, and I know you've been on my show before, but the joyful part of this day is it's all about you, Elisa. It's all about you, your work, and your contribution to humanity. So for those of you that don't know Elisa Benson, her website is foreversouls.com, and she's an energy healer. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, Elisa?
Well, my educational background is in counseling. I was an executive director for several United Ways in Florida over the years. But many years ago, I met Dr. Brian Weiss quite by accident. This was before he had written his first book, Many Lives, Many Masters. Mm-hmm. And I was so impressed with him and the work and the research that he was doing and the results that he had discovered using past lives as a method of healing, understanding past lives, that I decided that this would be my life's work. Mm. Unfortunately, I didn't get to do it right away, but finally I did, and that's what I do now. So I work with the energy that we hold in the body and try to release that negative energy that holds us back.
So you're an energy healer, I guess.
Basically, that's what I do, is energy healing. And we're all energy. Einstein proved that to us. And we know that energy never dies, that we carry energy from past lives into our chakras and in our subconscious soul memory. Soul memory is kind of like DNA, only it holds all the memory of all of our lifetimes. And some of those memories are traumatic. Some of them occurred physically, some emotionally, some spiritually. So when that disconnected energy sits there in the subtle body, it can cause problems of mind, body, or soul. So my goal is to release that negative energy and return the soul pieces, which is what creates the healing.
So does soul trauma healing specifically deal with past life experiences?
Yes, it does. Unlike past life regression, in which we use hypnosis and the individual in regression is actually viewing their own past life as if it were a movie in the back of their head, but soul trauma healing is different. The client isn't actually seeing the lifetime. I'm channeling it to them.
Okay.
I work with the lightworker guides, and they show me a vision in my head or give me a symbol that I have to interpret that will explain how the original crisis occurred.
Wow.
And then the next is to ask the guides how that particular trauma affected this individual in their current life. And there's always a connection.
Oh, wow.
And then remove that negative energy and call back the fragmented pieces of the soul that left when the original crisis occurred.
So what you're telling us then are really the benefits of having a soul healing energy session.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
As a soul trauma healing practitioner, are you certified? How does that come about?
Well, I was certified in a technique that was similar, and I kind of built upon it.
Oh, good.
I've drawn from other. This is really a shamanistic shamanism process, and
okay.
We know that shamanism is thousands and thousands of years old, and that many cultures throughout the world, from Native American to South American, Australian, Aboriginal, Hawaiians, they all had shamans. They all and shamans worked with energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I've taken this original process that I was taught, and I've layered onto it from other cultures to create something that's simple yet profound.
So soul trauma healing is your creation.
Yes, yes,
and
it is.
Do you teach this to other students?
I do,
okay.
And I'm delighted to teach it to other students. I have a teaching partner. She's a Reiki master. She's also a former therapist. And we have a motto, and our motto is there needs to be a healer in every neighborhood and one in every family. So yeah. I'm so happy when I can teach other people to do this. And the interesting thing is that anybody can do it. We're all born with this ability. Mm-hmm. We just don't know what technique to use.
Okay. So let me go back to the benefits of the soul trauma healing. You say that you get into a space and you channel from the
yes.
client's guides. And is mm-hmm. that is that all appearing to you visually? Is it a feeling? How does that happen? And the reason why I'm asking you, because our audiences, the people that listen to this show, are very, very interested in channeling and interested in energy healing and very interested in expanding their knowledge. So what happens to you when you're in that state?
Well, you know, when you do your work, you
yes.
hear.
Yes.
And you see symbols.
Yes. Yes.
I don't so much hear as I see pictures, like a moving picture, like a clip from a movie, and also symbols. And then it's my job to interpret that and explain to the client what I'm seeing.
Is there... Okay.
Go ahead.
Is there an example that you can give us, obviously maintaining confidentiality, about an experience that you had and how it benefited your client?
Okay, sure. I had a young client. She was a college student. And she felt as if, she came to me because she felt as if there was something about to happen in her life. Mm-hmm. She didn't know what it was, and she felt kind of stuck. And she just wanted to move beyond the emotional place that she was in. So we did a soul trauma healing, and we discovered that in her brow chakra, and we work with the chakras,
mm-hmm.
In her brow chakra, there was a negative energy from a past life in which she was hung as a witch.
Okay.
And we cleared that out. Now, the brow chakra is about our intuition. It's our third eye.
Mm-hmm.
It's where we get our own personal intuitive messages.
Mm-hmm.
So having that kind of murky was not helpful to her.
Mm-hmm.
She lacked clarity in her future, you know, and to know which direction to go in. So we cleared that out, and a couple of weeks later, she emailed me from college, and she said, the funniest thing happened last night. She said, I closed my eyes to go to bed, and she said, and all of a sudden, I started feeling like there was a presence in the room, and she said, and I opened my eyes, and she said, there were all these orbs.
Oh, wow.
Circles of light floating in my room. So I asked her, what color were the orbs? I wanted to make sure that they were good energies. And she told me that they were blues and turquoise. And I said, well, those are your spirits coming to let you know that they're there. And then she said, and the next thing she said, I felt like I was being embraced by angel wings.
Mm,
and I was just so delighted for her. And I said, you know, this indicates movement forward for you. You have a gift, and it will be revealed to you, and you'll be able to use it. Well, a few weeks after that, she wrote me, and she said, you're not going to believe this, but of course I believe everything my clients tell me because I know there's nothing that I haven't heard before. She said, I started hearing the voices of departed people.
Oh, my. Wow.
She said, they're telling me who they are.
Wow.
She heard three voices. Two of them were quite back in time, but one of them died in 1964. It was a woman, and she said she had been an artist in Manhattan. She gave my client her name. My client Googled it, and sure enough, she had been an artist who lived in New York, and her modality, she was a minimalist.
Mm.
And the curious thing is that my client was an art student, and she was a minimalist.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Well, those are interesting stories. You know, if I could ask you, what was one benefit from getting a soul trauma healing that you've seen with your clients and the result, what is one real powerful benefit of getting a session?
Well, I would say that the most common response that I get when I ask them, how do you feel after the process is complete? They say lighter. They say they feel as if there's clarity now in their life. They know what direction to go in. Or if they're having a physical problem, maybe pain somewhere or arthritis or an injury of some sort, that the pain's gone.
Oh, wow. That's very significant. You know, you said that you don't use hypnosis techniques like you do in past life regression. But what do you do to get your client prepared or ready to have this experience? What techniques do you use to get them settled?
Well, we start with a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And we end with a prayer. And that prayer is a calling in of the guides, both for my client's guides to come in and my guides to come in, and for the guides to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
We put a protective bubble over us so no other entities enter into our sacred healing session.
Mm-hmm.
And we begin from there. I do what's called an assessment. So
okay.
I will pass my hand over their energy body and try and sense where in the body I'm feeling disturbed energy.
Okay.
Usually within a chakra.
Okay.
And then we go chakra by chakra, taking a look at what past life caused that particular subtle energy change.
Mm. It sounds complicated or complex, doesn't it?
It's really very simple. It's like about a 4 or 5 step procedure.
Okay.
And anyone can learn it, and anyone can do it. And I've had people come to my classes and say, you know, I don't know if I can do this. And then by the end of our 3-day workshop, after they've learned the technique and practiced, they're like, I'm amazed. Mm. I can do this.
So I guess you're convinced that we're all born with the ability to do some kind of healing work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that the minute we, I guess, connect to that and recognize mm-hmm. it within ourselves, maybe does that begin the healing itself?
Yes, and the healer gets healed too.
Mm.
In the process that I use, I actually say, you know, healing for both me and the client.
Mm.
So it's a kind of work that doesn't drain you,
yes.
It energizes you.
You know, that's interesting that you say that, because I've said this to my students and everyone that I've ever, you know, been around, and that I realize that every student or person coming for a session, whenever they're in front of me, they're always presenting something that I need to look at or heal. And so I certainly understand the benefit as the healer or the teacher, because what we get out of it is much more than we can possibly give, what we get from our students and the interaction that we have with each other.
I totally agree. We are all connected, and it is within this connection that we are able to relate to one another, not only psychologically or emotionally, but in terms of energy. We are exchanging energy all the time.
Yes. You know, you talk about shamanism, and you talk about how you discovered this. I don't recall this, but maybe you could refresh my memory. Was it an illness or a challenge or an obstacle that caused you to take this step? Or was it just this innate feeling that you knew there was something else you needed to do?
It was more of an intuitive feeling.
Mm-hmm.
When I first began my practice, I was just doing past life regressions. I had become certified as a hypnotist in past life regression, and I had done some additional training with Dr. Brian Weiss. And I just kept feeling like there has to be more, there has to be more. Because when we do a past life regression, we look at one life, maybe two, but that doesn't tell the whole story.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't necessarily relate, although it often does, to what's going on with the client right now. So when people call me and they ask about services that I provide, what I want to know is, are you just curious? If you're curious about a past life, we can certainly do a past life regression or life between life regression.
Mm-hmm.
But if something's holding you back, if you're troubled by something, Maybe it's a relationship problem. Maybe it's a fear. Maybe you're holding on to anger. Then I'm more likely going to feel and get confirmed by my guides that they would benefit more by a soul trauma healing.
Yeah. You know, it sounds like it's the first step of the healing process. I mean, does the soul healing only fix the past life, or does it really release the anger or the disappointment or whatever it is that we're carrying? It seems like it's the first point of the healing process.
It's clearing the chakras, mm-hmm. and getting the whole mind-body system to work optimally, which is the beginning of changing your own life. And many, many times my clients have written me or called me to say, you won't believe the things that have opened up for me since I had my healing. And that's exactly what the guides are trying to impart to people, is let's clear up the past so you can move on.
Yes, that's a good point. It's a very good point. You know, I asked you about the intuitive feeling, and the reason why I asked you that is because a lot of people who are listening right now are saying to themselves, I want to do this work. I want to learn how to be a soul trauma healer practitioner. I want to do Reiki or whatever it is. And uh-huh. something holds them back from taking that step. Would a soul trauma healing session help someone to fulfill their destiny?
Yes. Yes, it will. Because it'll explain to them what they came into this lifetime with, uh-huh. what skills, what it indicates many times one's vocation or avocation, and it lets them know, look, you've done this before. This isn't the first time.
Yes.
You've maybe had many lifetimes in which you've done some form of healing. You've been the alchemist in the village. You've been the person who knew what roots and
yes.
Thing, you know, herbs to pick and make teas from or put poultices on. And I find that many of my clients have had prior life healing experiences. And now they're being called, they're being guided by their own intuition and guides to continue that work, but more in a 21st century
yes.
Process.
You know, we're going through a list of questions and thoughts that we put together prior to us coming together here on the show today. But I want to ask you a question. Who is the true healer then? In the soul healing trauma session, who is the true healer, or what's going on? Is there a combination of you, the person, the spirits, the guides, God, energy, something? Who is the true healer in that case?
From my perspective,
yes.
Source is the true healer.
Okay.
The universal presence is the true healer. And that is related to the individual's guides, which is related to me, which I say to them. So I'm nothing more than a messenger.
Okay.
I'm a telephone.
Nice, nice. You know, you talk about moving from traditional medicine into a higher consciousness of healing. And I suspect that the soul healing trauma experience is part of that experience. And that may be what you are trying to bring to the public.
It definitely is. And, you know, a couple of years ago, I took a course at Omega on remote healing with Dr. Russell Targ, who had been the head of the Stanford Research Institute on remote healing. That's what it was a government-funded agency during the Cold War period in which Russia was doing work on remote healing, and our government felt we needed to do it too. And I was amazed at the amount of research that has been actually done on energy healing, on prayer groups sending out energy to people who are sick and the results that have occurred. There's so much research on it. And I mean on a professional level, like at the JAMA, the Journal of American
yes.
Medicine, or
yes.
Lancet.
Yes.
These are very prestigious journals mm-hmm. That have reported these research studies that are being done on remote and energy healing. So we have scientific basis for this.
Wow. You know, if you're just tuning in right now, you're listening to Alisa Benson. She is a soul trauma healing practitioner, energy worker, energy healer. Her website is foreversouls.com. And we're having a very enlightening conversation about soul trauma healing and lots of other wonderful things attached to this. I want to ask you one other question. What's been the greatest lesson that you have learned or gained about yourself as a result of doing this work?
Well, I think what continues to impress me is how, when I look at my clients' lives and I look at their issues, I realize they're mine too.
That's quite a profound lesson, and we certainly can do a lot with that, and it can move you forward on your own path as it can your clients. Listen, do you have any classes scheduled for the future?
I do. I have a class coming up in April 15th, 16th, and 17th here in Sarasota. It's a three-day class. We teach a variety of different tools and techniques. We explore the history of shamanism. We take a look at understanding the chakras, which is very important, and the auric system. Mm-hmm. We teach the emotional freedom technique, which is an excellent tool for various kinds of fears and phobias. That tool has actually been used recently and very effectively for PTSD, for returning veterans. Mm. We teach some basic Reiki techniques, and then we teach the steps for soul trauma healing.
I also understand that you may be in New Jersey and Portland, Maine also?
I'm hoping to do something this summer in New Jersey, somewhere around Morris County area, mm-hmm. and possibly in Portland, Maine at the Leaping Lizard, in connection with the Leaping Lizard metaphysical store there.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, we are talking to Elisa Benson from ForeverSouls.com. And if you're interested in what you've heard today and you're interested in having a conversation with Elisa, you can reach her at Elisa, E-L-I-S-S-A, at ForeverSouls.com. Or you can call her office at 941-706-3583. And if you're interested, April 15, 16, and 17. And if you want to go to Florida, you can do two things at one time. It's been wonderful talking to you today, and I thank you so much.
Thank you, Roland. It has certainly been my pleasure.
And I look forward to seeing you. And for those of you that are listening in Sarasota, Florida, I will be there January 2017. But for now, go see contact Elisa at ForeverSouls.com. Thanks, Elisa.
Thank you, Roland.
Thank you.